You'd set these deliberate restraints for yourself, this idea of working within this framework, and everybody was just asking how you did it. And it's not like Paul's Boutique didn't exist, and it's not like people weren't great at sampling records,
yeah.
But it felt like you were conducting, composing, and constructing everything with a group of players in the room. Like even the way you cut and program the bass on Building's Theme,
right,
or on Changeling, the way that you would wait sometimes 3 minutes to bring the bass in, you were really thinking like a band.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things, I mean, again, I've right there in the liner notes, I credit all of my influences, and the reason being is to say, obviously, there's a lineage here. Beyond hip-hop culture, there's a lineage of music being made with a sampler.
Yeah.
And that's really what I was trying to contribute to, in addition to the broader culture. Because by the midnight, you know, from the time I started introducing or started some of the working tracks till the time it came out, I mean, you had Wu-Tang Clan, which yeah. changed the game. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Here we go. Check this. Oh. Yeah, I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job. Had second hands. Moms bounced on old men. So then we moved to Shaolin Land. A young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth. Low goose, only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. With this one and that one, pulling out gats for fun, but it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking moves at 16 and running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes, making my way on fire skates. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off, sticking up white boys on board boards. My life got no better, same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong rap, so I got with a sick ass click and went all out. The Chronic came out, which changed the game. And not only did it change the game, it changed the axis of hip hop culture to the West Coast,
yes,
where I grew up.
Yes.
1, 2, 3 into the folk. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door, ready to make an entrance, so back on up, cause you know we're about to rip this up. Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby. Too low depth, again, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that pays, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. But back to the lecture at
so hand. So many things had changed and were changing to the point where I just was like, I just need to focus on my stuff. And one of the things I was trying to contribute to was, okay, what haven't people done with a sampler? Well, I didn't grow up a jazz student or a music student. I didn't grow up a rock kid. But I recognize, like, wait, I hear songs on the radio that are in a different time signature. Has anybody ever done that with a sampler or with sample-based music? No? Cool, I'll try that. Or I didn't know, but I didn't know, maybe Major Force had done it or some other group had done it, but I was like, well, I'm not aware of it. I'm going to try that. One of the moments I'm really proud of on that level on the album is the beginning of Napalm Brain. Drags. It's slower and it pitches up in tempo. I literally program the sequences to slowly rise in tempo the way a band does.